It's the Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Series of role-playing games and now the released cryptic MMO Neverwinter. This is the 2014 Gen Con Game Fair, and we are joined by Mark Shook and Ben Heyman, and we're all saying hello.
Howdy.
And thanks for listening to the podcast today. We got a lot of great coverage. This is our second day here at the convention, and it's been nuts here. I mean, I'd say the amount of people that have came is just, it's insane improvement, increase over last year.
Yeah.
We have some great interviews we'll be getting into in the next episode, episode 200. We also have a lot of good news that we want to cover. Starting with the future of the Neverwinter Nights podcast. This is all podcasts over Eve today. This is episode 199. Episode 200 will be our final podcast. It will be also a video podcast, just like this one, where you actually get to see us mumble around here and fumble talking about different various Neverwinter themed products and other things. Our future is going to be in a different realm, so to speak. As you all know, that we host and we're creators of Neverwinter Nights 2 Realms of Trinity. It's a persistent role that's been live for almost 6 years. September 6th will be our sixth year being live. And we will be retiring the podcast as it's been known so that we could focus on an upcoming venture that we are undertaking. We don't want to get into it too much about it right now, but it's something that we want to focus on in the podcast. Not that we don't have, we don't appreciate the listeners and viewers to the podcast. We really do. We really thank you for all your years of support Jay and Trey and us as the Neverwinter Nights podcast hosts. We really appreciate that. We brought Mark here on about 6-7 months ago into the podcast. He's done a lot of great things. So thank you, Mark, for all your heavy work here.
You're welcome.
And thanks, Ben, for all the years of taking my crap.
So much crap.
So for so long. We all really appreciate it. Tuning in week after week, month after month, and checking out our game coverage and, posting the feedback. If you thought we were covering a little too much Neverwinter Nights 1 or Neverwinter Nights 2 or heck, Realms of Trinity for that matter, we appreciate any feedback that we have received, any support that we received throughout the years monetary. The few folks that donated to us over the years, we really appreciate that because that really helped us to continue what we're doing here. And also for the Realms of Trinity players, we really thank you for all the years of support that you've helped us. You made this possible. I mean, through your donations, you've helped us to stay online for 6 years and not go broke. we're not
always very important.
Yeah, always very important. Yeah, we're not broke, but we're not making money on the project. But that's the way it's supposed to be. It's a nonprofit venture. That's kind of segues into our next topic is the Realms of Trinity future. And the work that we're going to be doing moving forward with that. Mark, you want to talk a little bit about just a little bit about that?
Well, like Brian was saying, up until now, we've been just breaking even. And we have this new venture that we're going to be working on, and we really need to focus most of our time on that. So Trinity's kind of going into maintenance mode. There's not going to be new development. It'll still be up and running and open, of course, and free. If there is any new development, probably it will have to be something that money is raised for specifically to pay people to do it. We're not going to be doing a lot of free new features and stuff like we have in the past.
Yeah, and to expand upon that, we're not going to be developing any new content. So the content that we have planned for the rest of Realms of Trinity 3 we're going to finish it because it's just a refactoring. We have minor work, upgrading mobs, and it's going to be, we're going to have some help from A Ghost and Brum and a few other contributing members of the staff that do development. We're going to get those chapters rolled out. So ROT 3 will be completed, but because it's mostly completed already. So at the same time, you know, all fairness, it just, you know, we probably have like maybe 40, 80 hours tops. I mean, throughout the process that we can dump over that, but that's it as far as the content goes. We have some side content that we're going to be rolling out that has been submitted by Brum and Idealon. Those things will be, you know, rolled out and that. And Agos will be doing patches and things as we go forward. And all we'll be doing is merging those changes and doing and just managing the deployment process, which is more just administration of the server at that point.
Right. We're going to complete the current stuff that we've already got going before going into maintenance mode.
So, yep. And Ben, you have any other thoughts on that?
Only comment I have is, yes, we're going into maintenance mode, but you can still expect DMs, you can still expect events, all those things will continue, but again, it's, you know, are we coming up with Trinity Chapter 4, Section 4? No.
No.
So
yeah, so that takes care of that little piece of business. So, I mean, Trinity's not going down, nobody had a heart attack. And everything's going to stay the same way it's been. You're going to get the same stuff. Websites will be up. The Never Winter Nights podcast site will be up. You know, we'll have that available for everybody. You know, to check our past 199 episodes, including this one. And we also have a few other things that we want to talk about in this episode that are pretty important. One of the things that we want to talk about is over the course of the years. You know, we had a lot of favored guests and people that came back to really helped us bring a brand to the show. People like Shane Hensley. Yeah, and and there's other people that we'll talk about in through this process. The first one is Shane Hensley. We're going to be interviewing him very shortly for his fourth on camera appearance with the Never Winter Nights podcast. He's been a very big ally of and fan of our work at Never Winter Nights podcast, as well as the Realms of Trinity, and it's a big. He's given us a lot of inspiration to push ahead with the project that we'll be announcing later on this year. Towards the end of the year, we'll be announcing what our plans are. But it's been a really great pleasure. It's been great to know him, and we'll continue to know him, as well as what else? Who else stands out to you as being?
Shane Hensley, Maxwell Alexander Drake, who we'll also be interviewing. I know we've talked with people like Fergus from Oblivion, Obsidian, so doing well.
I was really excited to talk to the Zorius guy about this project.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that he gets the publicity and the support that he needs to continue with his project, and it could be huge for the Neverwinter Nights community.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That was just a little rewind. Go back to a few episodes back.
Right. Zorius is a re-implementation of the engine that is common to Neverwinter Nights and Neverwinter Nights 2, and as well as quite a few other games like Knights of the Old Republic, and I can't remember all of them now, but if you look at Zorius.org, you can find all the information on the project and what he is trying to do and what he needs to do it. So if there's any developers out there, anyone who wants to interested in the project or supporting it, Zorius.org would be the place to look for that.
Yep, and that kind of segues a little bit into some of the other people that we had on the show. And I do want to circle back to Mark's contributions to the podcast as well as ROT, because there's some things that I want to really hallmark you out for, because you really kick butt on, and as well as you too. You got some stuff that I really appreciated over the years, so we'll get those in a second. But going back to the topic of people who stood out to us, somebody else that's been a really great great force for the Neverwinter Nights podcast was Nathan Bruja, or better known as the Amethyst Dragon from Neverwinter Nights 1. He is the creator and longtime runner of the World of Enea. He's put out the Neverwinter Nights info site to kind of replace the original Neverwinter Nights marketing site that was out, that went down a long time ago. But Nathan put it, took it upon himself to really hammer out a great site that had tons of information for community people, people who don't know anything about Never Winter Nights. You know, so to be able to go through and get all that information for the player base, it's awesome. For modding, models, he's done a ton of models. Dear Lord, this guy has done, he's got more armor than the Gondor military had. Okay, for those who like Lord of the Rings, I mean, he's got more armor than the armories he's developed himself. I mean, it's absurd. So,
custom content challenge.
The custom content challenge was awesome. So we had a lot of contributions to the Never Winter Nights podcast and to the custom content challenge and all the other areas that he has done over the years. Something else that stands out to me was the Machinima folks. Yes. Thomas Logue and Travis Richards and Christopher Escalante. Those three together really punched out a lot of great stuff, including Never Ending Nights, The Dark Tide, and tons of musical scores that we use on Realms of Trinity. And a lot of other people have used in their Persistent World, single player modules.
Right.
So there's those guys, and Thomas Logue is hilarious. If you're looking at his Facebook page and some of the crap that he posts, him and his buddies, it's absurd how funny those guys are. It's like watching, they could have their own sitcom if they wanted to. So, you know, I want to have a call out to those folks too, because they really did help contribute over the years. Some people that weren't able to be here today, like Kalma and Zeus from ZEK Studios, you know, they early on in the podcast's genesis of us taking it over in 2011 from Jay and Trey, they really had contributed a lot to the podcast as far as their technical knowledge and their Neverwinter Nights 1 community knowledge, because they had a lot of connections to the Neverwinter Nights player base and the modders and the modelers, and they themselves do a lot of great modeling too. So those folks really stood out to me.
Definitely.
And Persistent Worlds, you know, switch to another topic. Ben and myself last night, before Mark got in from his plane ride, we were going through painstakingly a list of Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2 Persistent Worlds that we had interviewed since episode 132 when we took over, and to see how many are still up. It's almost like one of those kitchen nightmares, you know, where you watch the episode, you wonder, well, where are they at a couple years later? Is this restaurant still open? Like, you know, what has happened to them after a few years? Well, a couple of them stand out to us that we know that went down. One of them for sure was Legacy Dark Age of Britain. It went down, but a new product entirely is being built by Psionic Entity. We just had him on the podcast episode 197. A few other ones have went down. We'll have a list. We're not going to go through them here in this, but we will have it in our show notes. Who is still up? Who isn't still up? Type of thing. So it's really cool. It's really cool to see how they. What did it come out to be, Ben? It was like 60-40 or something.
Yeah, it was about 60-40 with 60% still being online, which is a great thing to see. And of the 40%, you know, as Brian just mentioned, a couple of them they went down for something new to be created in its place. So. You know, it's still staying strong. We're still seeing the players. Obviously, numbers have dwindled, but for a game that's, what, 8 years old now?
Mm-hmm.
That's about what you'd expect to see, so.
And even longer than that for Neverwinter Nights 1.
Correct.
It's over 10 years now.
Yeah, it's great to see, you know, at least the majority of it is still open after all this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, those things really stand out to all of us. I'm trying to think if there's any other big things that we can cover. Oh, getting back to Mark, your contribution. Something else too that we've been doing over the course of the years, especially this last year, is reaching out to other Neverwinter Nights 2 community outlets. And one of those was the Neverwinter Nights 2 database, NWN2DB.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that one.
Well, you know, I really enjoyed that tool, and I just kept wishing that we had an ability to make things specifically for our team, because some of our differences from the standard or cagers even. And, you know, I asked about it in the forums and got a suggestion from Mortis Corpus. Hey, why don't I just ask, you know, Mick if he would do it? And, you know, I asked him at first. I didn't get an answer, but, you know, he's a pretty busy guy with all the projects he's got going on. Once he did answer me, you know, I just told him how much I appreciated the work that he's done for the community and how much we really enjoy his tool, and asked him, you know, could we have a place there? And he said, sure. You know, we had to get a few things ready to present to him so that he would have an easy way of formatting the data he needed for the site, but he was happy to work with us, and it was a really pretty easy process to get that done.
Yeah, that was amazing. And it goes to show that anybody else who has with them or Nice 2 persistent world where building characters matters more than role play or as much as role play. That utility is very important because people like to be able to plan out their builds. You know, maybe if the server doesn't have leveling that way, well, it's not going to matter. You know, zero value. Or if it's so heavily customized that, you know, it doesn't follow the general Neverwinter Nights 2 standard, you know, rules and so the way it works, it probably won't be that doable. But if you're using standard Neverwinter Nights 2 with your own classes, maybe the PRC, maybe some other new PRCs that you've developed yourself, it's something that was worth doing. And we would really strongly suggest that you send Mick a donation for his work to keep the site up. To pay for the bandwidth and all that stuff, so because he really knocks it out of the park pretty regularly, I'd say. So I mean,
for anybody who does this kind of thing for the community and does it, you know, without any kind of a pay requirement, a thank you or a donation, even better, is always welcome. Anytime that you know that you you feel like sending one of those that way. And as far as the Neverwinter Nights 2 database, being able to look forward into the future and see, you know, how a character may or may not work out and be able to plan out your feats and that sort of thing is just great. I can't overstate the value of that. Instead of building a character and spending the time and then realizing you're in a totally wrong class or a base class or whatever and having to do it all over again and just feel like it's a waste.
Yep, absolutely. That's a big part of it, especially, you know, when you are trying to really build a character the way you want to build it. You don't want to have to go through a bunch of hassle. Time's tight as it is. Most people, you know, their time, you know, you want to either play your free time, you want to be playing, you want to be going, you know, next level. You can do that over and over again.
You've already got work, you got family, you got maybe school too. You don't need to waste any time with your play time doing things that you're going to have to end up doing over, you know. So having the database is really great. And thanks to Mick for that.
Yep. And I want to say, you know, we're coming to the close of episode 199 here. We kept this a little bit short because we're going to be having a pretty massive episode 200. But I definitely wanted to get it in about some of the guests that we had on the show that are going to be on the next episode. You know, starting off with Shane Hensley, we had Maxwell Alexander Drake, we had Shane DeFriest from Obsidian Entertainment. You know, this guy's been around Neverwinter Nights since the beginning. And he was the community manager for Neverwinter Nights 2 prior to Rob McGinnis taking over. So we had a great conversation with him that you're going to be seeing that's great about Pillars of Eternity and talking about more of the direction that the game company is making with Pillars of Eternity and how it's really going to be revolutionary on how games get developed. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I'm not going to give too much of the interview. You have to watch the interview yourself to get the context of the important stuff that Shane had talked about. I know we have a lot of Shanes on, so it might be a little confusing. But we definitely want to make sure that everybody gets to hear that because it was a really good conversation we had today. So
we also spoke to Rachel about a new product, mostly for iPad and Android. Although it also runs on the web, and she was really good at talking about her product and really good at describing it and going into detail about it. We appreciate her interview, and you'll be able to see that.
Yep, another great contribution for Mark for sniffing that one out. He was like a bloodhound sniffing out interviews. He went over there sniffing away at what he got, and we really appreciate that too. You're going to appreciate it because it is a really cool product.
Yeah,
that was something that, you know, when we were looking at it, and she was illustrating on how things work and going through step by step, it was really impressive.
I don't even have a tablet. I want to go out and buy one now just so I can play it.
It revolutionizes the way D&D will be played moving forward. There's no doubt about it. And this is a sanctioned, you know, Wizards of the Coast Dungeons and Dragons product. It was made for specifically Dungeons and Dragons 5.0. So, what love it or hate it, it's what they're going to. And from all that we've gathered, because we've actually talked to a lot of people here about the D&D 5.0, including Rachel Bowen that we were just talking about, and how that D&D is kind of, it did kind of make a swing back to more of the 2.0 days, you know, AD&D, you know, the way before 3.5 came out and all that good stuff. So it's definitely something to pay attention to. I think the new versions of D&D, they're listening more because, you know, I'm sure that the 4.0 sells weren't as good as 3.5, 3, and 2, obviously. Well, this 2 is before Wizards of the Coast involvement. But, you know, still, I think the cells had to have tanked off with 4 while negative things that we've heard about it.
Yeah, what I've been hearing is that 5 is going to get back more towards the roots of D&D, and some of the things that people were complaining were missing should be back in the game.
Yep, it's a big deal. It's a game changer. So there's a lot of stuff for pen and paper folks in this episode coming up as well. You know, I'm sure that you'll find a lot of information that we got, you know, really cool. We do have a lot of footage from around, unlike our last, what, 3 or 4 that we've done of these, you know, we've actually got a ton of footage now, tons of pictures, immense amount of pictures.
The costumes are happening, especially today with the costume contest coming up. There's lots of costumes and some really great ones, too. I'm sure you'll be happy to look at them.
Yep, tons of costumes, and that's pretty much it as far as that, but you will see all those things, and it'll be in 200 episode. Last but not least, you know, we want to thank you again for being here, part of this podcast, all the individuals who came on and shared some time with us to talk about your products, to help, you know, share with the community all the works that you've done. Thank you to the community as well for being a part of our podcast for all these years. And, you know, we really appreciate it. So we are, you know, with one little caveat, is that we are planning to have subsequent episodes past 200 only if we were requested of. And we're not shutting the door on a community and saying, oh, we're not going to do a podcast or we're not going to help out somebody.
We're just not going to have regular podcasts anymore. We'll still do them by request, or if something special comes up that we feel is really important to get out there, there will be podcasts, just not on a regular basis like we have been for how many years now?
6, yeah. So yeah, so we definitely want to put that caveat. This is not 100% shut down. We're keeping the site up. The domain is, you know, nwnpodcast.com will be remaining. We are ditching neverwinternightspodcast.com. It's too long, and frankly, it's not worth the money because the number of hits going to that address are low compared to nwnpodcast.com.
Right.
And all our SEO is based off of nwnpodcast.com. So we're just going to ditch that domain. We also ditch neverwinterpodcast.com because we are disassociating with Neverwinter at this moment. So we are done with Neverwinter from Cryptic. It's just going to be, if we do cover things, it'll be Neverwinter Nights and Neverwinter Nights 2 only. I mean, as far as Neverwinter Nights go, we will always cover Pinnacle Entertainment products, Savage Worlds. We're always going to cover Obsidian products like Pillars of Eternity. But we will no longer be covering Neverwinter. It's not aligned with the community that we are serving, and that nobody cares really. We did what, 15 episodes Neverwinter related, and nobody cared. They didn't care, and you didn't care. So we're done. And we spent a lot of time on Neverwinter, and it didn't do anything for us, so, or for you. So I'd rather be focused on content that gets you excited and not, oh, that's just another point-and-click action hack-and-slash game that we don't care about. That's just the way it is, unfortunately. So that's pretty much it. You guys got any final thoughts before we shut down for episode 199?
From all of us here at Indianapolis, Gen Con 2014, thank you for watching.
And?
Getting game.
And level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of the Realms of Trinity, who are solely responsible for its contents.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
Thank you.